Hours before President Obama delivered his speech, he was walking on a Florida beach where tar balls have washed ashore. NPR's Ari Shapiro watched the president's address from a restaurant on that same beach.
On the wall of this restaurant, there's an article from the Pensacola News Journal from 1991 with the headline, "Hair Buys and Reopens Favorite Restaurant." Now, almost 20 years later, Peg Leg Pete's is still here on the water, still a favorite hangout with locals. The Oyster Bar is packed, and it doesn't usually show politics on the television screens, but on this night, they're making an exception.
Tonight, we pray for that courage. We pray for the people of the Gulf. And we pray that a hand may guide us through the storm towards a brighter day.
Prayer is big in the Florida panhandle, but so is action. And Alan Austin, who lives here on the beach, would like to see more of the latter.
You know, I heard plans about putting together a recovery plan over the next 10 years to help us rebuild, but it's very surreal because they're talking about a recovery plan for something that hasn't happened yet. And nothing's being done proactively and aggressively to prevent these tens of millions of gallons of oil that are just right off our coast.
Well, he was talking about thousands of people deployed to the coast. Are you saying you just haven't seen enough of them? You don't know that they're going to be here?
I don't know where they are or what they're doing.
His wife, Angie, agrees.
I'm a big Obama fan, which is not very common in this area, but even I have been a little bit disappointed by the length of time it's taken to sort of get organized.
There was a strange reversal along the Oyster Bar at Peg Leg Pete's. Of the 20 or so people I spoke with, those who love President Obama were more critical. People who are not Obama fans, like Bob Sprouse, were more forgiving. Sprouse called the speech a political response to a technical problem.
They need to stop the flow of the oil, and then they need to clean up what they have. The president has taken a hit. I'm not a big fan, but on the other hand, it's not his fault. It wasn't George Bush's fault with Katrina. And it's not his fault what's going on here.
In Pensacola, people think and talk about the spill constantly. So perhaps it's not surprising that a 17-minute speech by the president failed to dramatically change people's minds. Still, a few small moments did stand out. One woman was happy to see specific people named to take over specific parts of the operation. Another woman, Sarah Guile, said she liked most of the speech, with the exception of one line.
He said, "If you're down there and you see things are wrong, let us know, we'll fix them." Well, being down here, I would rather him say, "If you see things are wrong, fix them and let us know." You know, I think instead of us having to get permission from the federal government or from BP, we should be making decisions and just kind of reporting back to BP and the federal government.
The biggest news in the speech may have been the announcement of a new fund. BP will give money to an independent third party, which will distribute the cash to people who lost income because of the spill. That proposal made Karen Hayden uncomfortable.
I don't know that I believe that we should take the funding away from them. I think it's their responsibility to throw somebody else into the mix. I don't know that that's a good choice.
Why? Because it'll just add another layer of bureaucracy?
Yes. I think it'll become more of an issue for the people who are looking for this funding to survive.
The person whose livelihood may depend most on the spill was the man behind the bar at Peg Leg Pete's. For 5 years, Mark Griffith has worn a chainmail glove on his left hand and a knife in his right hand. He is an oyster shucker, and he still eats his own share of the harvest raw every day. Last night, they were from Louisiana.
I'm just wondering if you're afraid that you may not be able to get Louisiana oysters at some point soon.
I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to get oysters, period.
What would that mean for you?
I could sum it up in one word, but I can't say it on the radio.
Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Pensacola, Florida.